Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler, well, he's out of town this week, so we'll be taking charge of things here in just a moment, and it's coming up when we come back right after this.
I've got an axe to grind. I hate bromes. Brome grasses can be brutal on winter wheat yields. If you really want to give winter wheat a fighting chance, be brutal right back with Prepare Burn Down Herbicide. Adding Prepare to your glyphosate extends brome control for up to 21 days, giving young wheat the weed-free head start it needs to make something of itself. Because the cleaner the field, the higher the yield. Talk to your retailer or visit preparewinterwheat.com and always read and follow label directions.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here, and I want to tell you about Paragon Pipe Outlet Center in Sepulpa, Oklahoma. For 35 years, Paragon has manufactured tubular products for the oil and gas and construction industries, and now they're offering their products direct to the public. This is a new limited service, surplus pipe in sizes ranging from 4.5 to 16 inches. Common uses are fencing, gates, culverts, barn poles, and more. To save big money on new pipe products, look for us on the web at ParagonPipeOutlet.com. That's ParagonPipeOutlet.com.
Well, as we take a look at our livestock futures from the end of last week, our October live cattle contract closed $2.60 higher, finishing at $148.52. The secondary trend remains down with the contract in short-term retracement uptrend. Now, given the theory of moves of three, in this case 3 weeks against the prevailing trend, the contract could trade higher again this coming week. Resistance is pegged between $149.70 and $151.90. Prices that mark the 50% and 67% retracement levels of the previous sell-off from 156.15 to the low of 143.30. Now, weekly stochastics remain neutral to bearish, while Friday's CFTC commitments of traders report showed non-commercial interest continuing to reduce their net long futures position by 10,712 contracts. We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Now, over the week last week, soybeans charged higher, posting gains of 20 cents or more in some nearby months as traders expect USDA next week to lower its production forecast. Also, China bought another large batch of soybeans on Friday, its second purchase in 2 days and the fifth since late July. Corn and wheat futures had more modest gains as traders look ahead to Wednesday's numbers, which also should show a smaller corn crop. Now, wheat markets finished mostly higher last week, supported by gains in corn and soybeans and pre-weekend positioning. There have been reports of wind damage in the spring wheat, but it's too early to assess losses, if any. Minneapolis spring wheat futures did have the greatest gains on Friday, with September up more than 6 cents. Corn finished mostly 3 cents higher, recovering most of what it lost on Thursday to finish slightly higher for the week. Traders balanced accounts ahead of the weekend and the USDA report. Open interest increased in Thursday's lower market, which could imply some pre-weekend and pre-report short covering on Friday. And soybeans' big jump pushed September through 50 and 100-day moving averages and closed the 20 and 200-day ones. As in corn, open interest increased after Thursday's lower market. So much of Friday's action could have been short covering, prodded by new sales to China and anticipation USDA will slice off production bushels in next Wednesday's report. USDA on Friday reported China bought 4.85 million bushels of new crop soybeans, its second such purchase in 2 days and fifth since late July. Until those sales, new crop export business has been a disappointment, with total sales as of last week at 53% of last year's volume. And that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.